Let's rise up on our feet, beloved. As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Take control. Hallelujah. Walk along the way. The way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit. Sing it again loud and clear, beloved.
Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah.
Strength
for each new day. Oh yes, we will make our way.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens, beloved, and say this loud and clear. Every power that does not want to let me go, your time is up. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. Die! In the name of Jesus. Every power that does not want to let you go, issue expiry dates upon them. In the name of Jesus. Ribokapala sente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Every conspiracy in the heavens against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Masikatera boshemberaba. Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for another wonderful morning. We praise your holy name because you are our rock, you are our strength. There is none like unto thee, O King of kings and the Lord of lords. We are gathered here before you this morning. We know our limitations. We are human beings. But you are our creator, and you know us more than we know ourselves. Therefore, this morning, by your power, which is above all powers, dig deep into every life. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever needs to be uprooted so that our lives will move forward, uproot them in the name of Jesus. Those things that need to be buried so that we can fulfill our destiny, bury them in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. At the end of this meeting, we shall praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This morning, by the special grace of God, we are having what you can call a yoke-breaking meeting. Therefore, get yourself prepared and ready. What you are looking at this morning may save your life one day. So it's good for you to be very attentive to it and take special note of it. We're looking at dealing with infirmity programmed by dark powers. Dealing with infirmities programmed by dark powers. Listen very, very carefully. Know where to direct your prayers and make sure you understand the principles thereof so that you can contest for your wholeness anytime, any day. Sisters, what is our topic? Brothers, what is the topic again? I want to read two scriptures very quickly. In the book of Isaiah chapter 49, we begin to see some very strange scriptures from verse 24. In the book of Isaiah chapter 49, I'm reading from verse 24. Please take careful notes of the choice of words by the prophet. Isaiah 49 from verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty?
So the Bible regards some powers as being mighty, and they have their praise. The prey the Bible is talking about there is not insect or animals or birds. They're human beings. That's what is calling the prey of the mighty. Some powers cage certain people, and you say, let them go. They'll say, no. And they confidently refuse to let them go. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? A lawful captive is somebody who has committed an offense and is entitled to punishment. So meaning there are some people that the dark powers are punishing now, but it's their fault. The Bible calls them lawful captives. That is, they are qualified for the suffering. They are qualified for the captivity. There are people like that. There are people that will say, leave this person alone. I will say, no. Our mother, our father handed her over to me. I was sitting down here, they brought her. So, she belongs to us. Those are the lawful captives. I read verse 24 again. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Only somebody can answer that question. And that person is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in verse 25 he says, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. It's not Martin of Fire that wrote that scripture. It's God the Almighty. And they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. At least they will be drinking their own blood, and it will be so sweet in their mouth until they drank it dry. And all flesh shall now know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Look at that scripture very well. Understand this now before we move away to something else. There is a power that oppresses. There is a power that eats flesh. There is a power that drinks blood. There is a power that is not interested in you remaining alive. There are some powers that your being alive and moving about is a threat to them. In Acts of Apostles chapter 10 now, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. There are so many people here this morning that the Egyptian sicknesses they were seen before, they shall see them no more. 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 In the name of Jesus. Acts 10:38. I want all of us to read that scripture together loud and clear. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Are we there, beloved? Let's read it loud and clear. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In that scripture, who was the oppressor? The devil. And what power was able to contend with him? Holy Ghost power was able to deal with him. I wanted to pay the following attention to some facts about infirmities. Pay attention to these facts. Number one fact is this. There are only three major kinds of sicknesses. There is sickness in the body. By the body, we mean the flesh, bones, and the blood. There is sickness in the body. The second kind of sicknesses is sickness in the soul. The soul can be sick. The third kind of sickness is sickness in the spirit. Three kinds of sicknesses. Sicknesses in the body. By the body, we mean the flesh, the bones, and the blood. Sicknesses in the soul. Sicknesses in the spirit. That's the first fact you must realize. So when we start talking about things being programmed, Anything can be programmed into those three areas of a man's life. Beloved, as we are sitting down here now, the enemy has programmed things into people that will eventually kill them if they don't kill that thing. Don't terminate the terminator. The terminator will terminate you. Point number two is this. The most dangerous sickness is spiritual sickness. Sickness in the spirit. Why is spiritual sickness the most dangerous? It opens doors to others. Are you living in sin? You are sick. It's a spiritual sickness. The lust of the heart, you are sick. Spiritual sickness. Sex outside marriage, you are sick. Very sick. Spiritual sickness. Adultery, fornication, alcoholism, you are sick. Spiritual sickness. God had a reason for banning all his prophets from drinking. Because he knows that that thing can confuse them. Do you tell lies? You bear malice, you carry malice. It's a sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. It is that one that opens doors to so many other things. I want you to understand this very well. The hospitals are doing a very good job. In fact, if not for the hospital, some of us will not be here. Ordinary malaria parasite will have knocked them off long time ago. But then there is a limitation in medicine. The limitation is that the physical medicine can only address physical problems. If dark powers fire an arrow into your body, there is no x-ray machine that can see it. Just like there is no injection you can give to somebody to cure the person from fornication. That's the limitation of physical medicine. So if you are spiritually sick, you will be physically sick too. Because your spirit man is not strong enough to protect you. Point number three is this. Demonic oppression, death, pains, suffering were part of the woes that originated in the Garden of Eden. Demonic oppression, death, pains, suffering were part of the woes that originated from the Garden of Eden. When God said to Adam, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die." And Adam went and ate. In that day that he ate, he died. What kind of death? Spiritual death. And because Adam was spiritually dead, very quickly all kinds of things moved into his life. His firstborn became a murderer and became the first example of household wickedness in the Bible. Number four point is this. Sickness and suffering, they are not the will of God for mankind. They are not the will of God for mankind. God is not happy when people are bogged down because of suffering and pains and sickness. Number five point is this. The fifth one. Disease is the beginning of a death process. It's the beginning of a death process. You need to terminate it on time and deal with it. The sixth point you need to note is this. Death is the last enemy to be destroyed. All other enemies will go. The strong man will go eventually. The witches, the wizards will go. Mr. Death is the last one along the line. The Bible says death is the last enemy. It is always good, beloved, to remember that death is an enemy, not a friend. It's there in the word of God. It's the last enemy that shall be destroyed. Point number seven is this. Sickness is anything that goes against your physical and spiritual peace. It's not only headache, malaria, this hypertension that is sickness. Anything that goes against your physical and spiritual peace is a sickness. Point number eight is this. God's original plan for man was life and not death. Health and not sickness. That's his original plan for man. His original plan was life and not death, health and not sickness. That's God's original plan. Point number nine to note is this. The devil is the origin of sickness. So he has the power to put it on people and also to remove it. Because it originated from him. He can do that. So sometimes you could go for some assistance outside God. The devil was the one that put the sickness there anyway. So he will remove it temporarily. and carry out a primitive trade by barter. He removes tuberculosis from somebody and gives him fornication, knowing that that one will eventually land him in hellfire. Does the devil have power to put sicknesses on people? Oh yes, look at Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2. I'm reading very quickly from verse 1. Job chapter 2 from verse 1. If you are still following me, shout aloud, hallelujah. Job 2 from verse 1. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath he will give for his life. But put forth thy hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will cast thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. Why did he say save his life? It means Satan can kill. Some people say you cannot die before your time. A person can die before his time. Very well. The devil can kill somebody before his time. Verse 7. So when Satan fought from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Who was it that put the boil on Job? Satan. Point number 10 is this. Sickness can either go away, kill a person, or the person learns to live with it. It's rather go away, kill, or cohabit with the person. Today is that day where you must reject violently and with holy madness any tree that is growing in your life that God has not planted there. Let as many as want the evil tree to be uprooted shout a loud amen. Point number 11 is this. All sicknesses have an evil agenda. They have their own evil agenda. That is something they want to do. The purpose of today's meeting is to frustrate the agenda of infirmity. Whether in the body or the soul or the spirit. To frustrate their agenda. Amen. Point number 12 is this. Most diseases are programmed by the powers of darkness. I want you to note that one. Most diseases are programmed by the powers of darkness. This is why a miracle is needed. This is why a divine intervention is necessary. A miracle is a divine intervention by which the normal operation of nature is suspended, overruled, or modified. A miracle is a divine intervention by which the normal operation of nature is either suspended, overruled, or modified. That is what is needed here today. I want you to understand this fact. As opposed to normal sicknesses, there are some things by which you recognize when a disease is programmed by powers of darkness. And the earlier you understand these things, the better. So you start praying when you should go to drugs. When you are supposed to be praying and you are using drugs, you may die. The time you start praying, you are patronizing melam, selling tetracycline, you will just die. So you should understand when something is coming from that area. There's some characteristic by which you may know that this is an attack. Number one, this is where we are going to start praying now. So listen carefully. Number one, when there is a carryover of a dream attack into the physical world, you should start praying. It's not hospital matter again. Carryover of a dream attack into the physical world. Like that sister that was brought to prayer city. She found herself playing with a strange baby in the dream. All of a sudden, this strange baby began to bite her breast. She screamed and woke up. And instantly, there were three lumps in the breast already. And within a week, that started growing. Big. Until God delivered her. She went to the hospital. They said, well, we must cut it off. She had a dream. It was a carryover into the physical. It's a spiritual problem. We had another sister. She said somebody forced her on the ground. The dream. They now placed a mortar on the tummy. And they were pounding there. By the time she woke up, her womb was already dropping out. She went to the hospital. There was nothing they could do. We had the case of an old man in one of our crusades in the East. He said he just had a dream. And a serpent came, spat on his eyes. And he woke up blind. The hospitals looked at the eyes. The man said, there is no reason why this eye should not see. But you cannot see. Because it's a program infirmity. Can you close your eyes, beloved? And with all the aggression you can gather, you raise up your voice with fire and with thunder. Every eating sickness, program into my life in my dream. If I were in your shoes, that sister over there, you know this thing that has been holding your heart, an attack from the dream. If you pray this just singular prayer, all of a sudden there will be a release on that heart. Can you shout it loud and clear, beloved? Yes. Yes. Can you say it again? Uh-huh. Can you shout it louder than that? Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, deal with that sickness by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Masitaya boko shentera boko laba. Yes, it is written, and every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. They shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, the miracle has started already. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. Do you understand this first point? So anytime there's an attack in the dream, and you wake up and you feel pain, the first place is not the hospital. The first place is to do personal deliverance for yourself there. Before you go. Or at most you anoint the area where you feel the thing. If not, by the time you give it time to manifest, it becomes a bigger problem to deal with. Many have died like this. A sister had a dream that she was in an operating theater. And all the doctors gathered around there, they were naked. They weren't wearing clothes. And they didn't have this kind of fine surgical blade and knives. He said the first person was carrying a cutlass. And the other one had a fork. And the other one had this needle as big as the one they used to sew shoes. And they said they want to heal her. She now said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. They didn't want to leave her alone. She shouted, Holy Ghost fire! Scatter them. In their trying to run away from her, the cutlass dropped on her head. They ran away, but the cutlass dropped on her head. She woke up with terrible headache. And that was the beginning of 10 years of migraine. I want you to understand these facts. So you know you are in a warfare. You have to be very, very careful. And those of our sisters who are still buying these jewelry, that chain, that bangle, and they have programmed something into your jewelry, and you put it on, you may be buying your death certificate with what is happening now on the outside. You think you have friends outside. They are wasting your time. The people of worry, they have a proverb. Say, the person when they want roast, you know they use petrol as permit. Don't like you before. Now, you are welcoming your enemies into your body. God have mercy. Second point to note. When the sickness is programmed by dark powers, the sickness will defy medical diagnosis and treatment. It will defy all diagnosis, it will defy treatment. The doctors will throw up their hands and surrender. I said, sorry, I don't know what to do. I shared this a long time ago at one of our prayer rooms. A woman had a first daughter, first one. But right from the day this little girl was born, the girl was just crying and crying. 24 hours, this newly born baby. Everything they tried to pacify didn't work. One night as he was doing the crying, the mother who was now fed up, stood by her and started praying. Started praying. All of a sudden, an angel came and said, follow me. And she said, it was as if they took her out of her body. And she was following the angel to a far, far place, far, far place. They now go to a place very far. And there, she saw some women gathered together with black wrappers. All of them had us whip in their hands. And there was a baby at the center. They were beating the baby. And she looked and said, messenger of God, this is my baby. And the angel said, well, take your baby there. So she moved in, grabbed the baby from their midst. And the angel took her. And she opened her eyes, put herself back where she was praying. And instantly the crying stopped. There was nothing medicine could do about that one. Did they understand why she was crying? Can you close your eyes again, beloved? Every power punishing me in the spirit world, die in the name of Jesus. Deal with these powers now. Today is the day of deliverance and the day of power and strength. Masikate yabo shente yaba. Open your mouth, beloved. Masite yabo koshente. I refuse every punishment by the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to believe that you are praying. The third point is this. Vigorous attack at particular times of the day. The zoo just come at just one particular time. And the attack will go on and then stop again. It's a program problem. The fourth one is this. Rapid onset of sickness leading to death. It's a program infirmity. Thing just started suddenly. 2 hours, they say the person is gone. Those are the program infirmities. Amen. So if you ever find yourself in a situation where somebody who slept last night with no problem, you just woke up and say, hey, death. You better step in very quickly and say, I terminate the terminator by the power in the blood of Jesus. Can I hear the sister say what I just said? Brothers, can you say the same thing? Number five, a program infirmity comes under one canopy of what you call anniversary sicknesses. That is, it's the same time in the year. Maybe June, September. The thing, the person will have that infirmity at that time. Sometimes almost to the point of death. It's programmed. As in programmed into that month, that period. Can you close your eyes again? Every affliction program into my calendar. Can you say it with only anger? Die! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Every calendar affliction, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Point number six is this. When you find that your body is working contrary to your life, it's not cooperating with you at all, it is programmed. by the powers of darkness. Point number 7. When you begin to notice strange and unexplainable manifestations. Strange and unexplainable manifestations. Like the case of that fellow, it would be okay until you put on anything electrical. Whether fan, iron, immediately you put it on, begins to get confused. Or like the fellow that was brought here in 94, who when he slaps his own head, he brings out cockroaches. These are strange manifestations. It's program. 8. When there is animal programming, you feel something is moving about in the body. An internal mobile object is generally a serpent program. I want you to know that the enemy has his own serpent. But there is something in the Bible called the serpent of the Lord. The serpent of the Lord is stronger than the serpent of the enemy. You find that in the book of Amos. If you have time, go and read it. In number 9, dream animal attack. Somebody's been attacked by the dream by animals. It's sickness. I remember the testimony of one woman, a chief matron in one hospital. And they didn't like her there. She started coming to our meetings. Her problem started the day she dreamt that a cat came in through the window and attacked her neck. And right from that day, she couldn't turn the head again. They treated her, did all kinds of things. She came for prayers and she could turn her neck. Another night, she dreamt again, the cat came back. But this time, she was not the same person that they dealt with the neck. She cried, "Blood of Jesus." And that the cat of darkness will have accident. When the cat had blood of Jesus. Can you shout the blood of Jesus now? When the cat had blood of Jesus, cat took off. And in the attempt of this cat to jump out back through the window, the leg broke. That was in the dream. She woke up and went to work to hear the news that her assistant in the office, the hospital, had just broken her leg. She met the woman at emergency ward. Her leg had broken. And even in a very sick state, I said, "Those of you who are going to treat me, make sure that chief matron doesn't touch me. Any other person can touch me. I don't want that woman here. I don't want that woman here." She was the cat. Close your eyes. Animals of darkness. Program into my dream. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Today is today. Just be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Let that animal depart. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Number 10. When they say the blood level of somebody has fallen abnormally, just fell. That's the activity of the drinkers of blood. 11. When the body is losing weight without explanation, it has of flesh. It has of flesh. The same way when an organ in the body just stops working, it has of flesh. 12. Sicknesses of adults coming upon the young. It's a very strange thing. It's a program thing. The other time we had to pray for a girl of 5 who started to menstruate. That one is not normal. It's program. 13. When there is a chain of inherited sicknesses. Daddy has one sickness. The son is having it. And the thing is going throughout the place. Program. Infirmity. 14. Terrible heat inside the body. Terrible heat inside the body. And the doctor will check the temperature of the body and say it's normal. Well, you know, there is heat inside. That is what we call cauldron attack. There is something called the cauldron of darkness by which they cook flesh. Find that in the book of Ezekiel. If you have time, go and read it. Number 15. There is something called transferred oppression. Transferred oppression. We have seen that happen several times. Somebody sometimes goes to pray for a sick person. by the time he gets home, his own sickness has started. The same thing. There are some small boys and girls. Whenever they see somebody with strange sickness, they will focus on that person. Unless their parents drag them off. But by the time they get home, they will start the same sickness. 16. Multiple operations, but problem continues.
Program.
17. Regular night feeding. Regular night feeding. The person will be sick. There's no way. 18. Unexplainable complications. Simple thing just gets very complicated. This is a program infirmity. 19. Feeling stabbing pains all over the body. Stabbing pains. It is possible that your effigy or your doll is by one altar and somebody is punching it with pin or something. 20. Cleverly hidden sicknesses, which the person does not even know. Then one day the doctors check up and say, do you know you have this and this and that? This and that and that? Just like my friend that followed his friend somewhere. And they had this machine they used to check blood pressure. He was feeling quite well. So he said, let me check my own. He checked. And the thing read 250. Over 150. The doctor almost fainted. He said, no, you are not supposed to be walking around. How are you walking around with this kind of thing? And immediately they said he's not supposed to be walking around. His sickness started. 21. Sicknesses that will not go away. Stay. They are programmed infirmities. These are the 21 characteristics by which you may know whether this thing is programmed by the powers of darkness or is a normal thing. What is the way out? Number one, surrender your life completely to the Lord. If you are not useful to God, God has no obligation in allowing you to be healed. Surrender yourself completely to the Lord. Number two, reprogram your life using the healing scriptures. Healing scriptures. Let us read a few of them before we start praying. Reprogram yourself using the healing scriptures. Exodus 15:26. In Exodus 15:26, it says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Program yourself. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Deuteronomy 7:15 has this to say. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. That's what we call back to the sender. In Psalm 34 verse 19, Psalm 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. In Psalm 103, Psalm 103, from verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. The same thing in Psalm 107. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The same thing you find in the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32:17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. The same idea you find in Malachi 4. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Now Matthew 8:17. Giving you all these scriptures so you can go and start a process of memorizing them. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. So reprogram your life using these scriptures. And the last but not the least that you need to do is to dispatch every arrow of infirmity back to the senders. The Bible says, any tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Shall root it up. You dispatch them back. Get yourself ready this morning. Because the kind of prayers we're going to pray is penetrating prayers to the body, the soul, and the spirit. And I want to encourage you to pray and then believe God. Because if you pray and you believe God, and you know that the God of possibility is here, anything that has been programmed into the body, the soul, or the spirit, by the powers of darkness, will go back to wherever it came from. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. The first prayer we're going to pray now is going to release from bondage all those who are having trouble with their blood, the bone and the marrows, the digestive system, the internal organs. That is the first thing that God will start to do now. Everybody close your eyes and you say this loud and clear. Blood of Jesus! Arise with your weapon of war! Can I hear you saying it loud and clear? Yes. Please, I want you to concentrate. Please concentrate. Focus your attention here. You have been getting yourself worried about this problem. Worry has not solved the problem. But now look at the way the heavens have opened for God to pour down both his healing anointing and prosperity anointing. Can I hear you shouting it loud and clear? Fight for me! In the name of Jesus! Let him arise with his weapon of war. And begin to fight. And begin to fight. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has started the healings and is touching so many people. Beloved, I tell you, if there is any infirmity you brought here today, today is the expiry date. Every habitation of sickness in my body, in the name of Jesus, deal with the habitations. Oh yes. Masepala kaya boshente yaba. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing and receive your deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power responsible for my suffering, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Arrest the powers. Arrest them. Let them be arrested. Let them be arrested. Let them be arrested. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Every eating sickness in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Deal with the hidden sicknesses. Yes. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every arrow of infirmity, backfire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every fountain of discomfort, dry up in the name of Jesus. Command the fountain of discomfort to dry up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Don't say anything. I command a divine surgical operation upon people here this morning. We need one form of surgery or the other. Let that divine surgical operation, let it start now. Thou power of God, move. Move. You can't continue like this. Enough is enough. Let every blood pollution receive the touch of the blood of Jesus. Let every dimness and dullness of the eye be cleared away by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let every evil swelling in any part of the body be melted. Be melted away. 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 Be melted away by the power in the blood of Jesus. That's right. Any organ of anybody's body that the enemy is presently hanging on a tree, right there where you are, collect that organ back. Yes, that's the power of God. It's happening. Take it back. Yes. Thou serpent moving about in the body, come out of that body. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thou spirit of death and hell, now loose your hold. Come out. Through the mouth. Through the nose. Out. 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 Out in the name of Jesus. Look at what is happening all over this place. Aha. Now with boiling anger, you will now pray this prayer. Every serpent of witchcraft, walking against my peace. Sisters, I want you to say it with holy anger. Yes. Sisters, shout it louder than that. Oh, yes. Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody, shout it loud and clear. Die! In the name of Jesus, deal with the serpent of witchcraft and is working against your peace. Aha, aha, aha. Open your mouth and say it. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final prayer point before you now go home. I want you to pray it with all your strength. anti-breakthrough power. Are this any power saying no, no, no to your breakthrough? Can you shout it loud and clear? Say it louder than that. In the name of Jesus, kill the powers working against your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Mosete yaboko shente raboko laba. Oh yes. Mosekate yabo shente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit said, would you have this one more? It is to deal with the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. And so many of them in our nation now are doing all kinds of terrible things. But before you can pray that kind of prayer with us, you are here this morning, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you can't pray that kind of prayer. So wherever you are, if you are here and you are not born again, just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. I surrender my life to you. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thou power of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Can you say that loud and clear? Fire in the name of Jesus. Command our powers to backfire. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Masepala kateya boshenta. Collect your blood back. Collect it back. Collect it back. Collect it back. Collect it back. Collect your blood back. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Name we pray. Pick a song of praises in your mouth and begin to sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. Pick a song of praises in your mouth. Begin to sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. Musekateya boshenta. Ribosopondekeya boshenteya balaba. Masekatende raboko senteya boshe. The Keten de Kayabo Sente Yaba. The Sekayabo Sente Yabushin. Amen. There is no problem that we cannot solve. There is no problem that we cannot solve. When I say we, I mean Jesus and I. When I walk with Jesus and he walks with me, there is no problem that we cannot solve. Sing it loud and clear.
There is no problem that we cannot solve. There is no problem that we cannot solve. When I say we,
oh yes,
I mean Jesus and I.
Hallelujah.
When I walk with Jesus and he walks with me,
our God can do all things. Yes, our God can do all things. Our God can do all things. Yes, 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 yes. Our God can do all things. Our God can do all things. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
He saved me and washed me in his blood.
So
so I can shout hallelujah. I can shout hallelujah. Let us share the grace in fellowship.